Roseville's finest funeral home.
And as mentioned, we're continuing with a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Community Connection, again, is brought to you by Arlen Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Now, I have the pleasure this morning of talking with Gail Inman. She's the show manager for this year's 28th annual Dewey Antique Show. I don't think it's just this year, though. You've been doing this for quite some time, I've been told.
I have been.
How long have you been doing this, and what's the show like?
Oh, the show is fantastic. I've been doing it, I don't know, maybe 23 years, something like that. But our show is a very, very well-established show. And I'm really, really excited about it this year. We're going to have a lot of our same dealers that people get used to going to see. But we've got a lot of new dealers this year. We have people that's bringing in a lot of really, really great, interesting things.
What kind of things are they bringing in, or where are they from?
Well, I just talked to family in Missouri, and they do circuit shows, and they are bringing in a wide collection of signs and farmhouse coffee tins, all kinds of tobacco tins, and all kinds of advertising pencils and pens. They put forth a beautiful booth. I've done shows with them before. We have some dealers that's coming in from Nebraska, and they always have some wonderful Native American jewelry. And we have a couple of dealers that are around in Oklahoma, and they have really, really great Western items. There's a big demand for Western items for decoration and for collecting. And then we have a dealer that comes in from Missouri that has wonderful, wonderful country furniture and country antiques, good for the kitchen decorating. We have just a really good variety. We have a lady from Texas that brings in lots of linens and laces and things like that, and dresser memorabilia, like powder bowls and things like that.
How successful would you say this is every year? I know you've been doing it again. This is the 28th annual Dewey Antique Show. How successful is it normally, and what does that money go towards? I know you said that you're a nonprofit, and it normally just benefits the community, correct?
Right. 95% of the money that we take in from the door, it's a $4 admission, and that money goes towards different things we've done. Is like we've helped the Dewey Hotel, we've helped Tom Mix Museum, Journey Home, Kitty Park, the Elementary Clothes Closets, Blue Star Mothers, the FFA for their horticulture building, some of the drug information that goes out to the elementary schools through the 4-H department. There's just, you know, we just try to put that. Oh, we have a scholarship fund, too. Every year, the last 5 years, we started a scholarship fund for a senior, and that's been very successful. And so the money stays actually into our community.
And you were always saying that you kind of go where there's, like, the greatest need in the community. Where are you seeing the greatest need right now?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, things that's going to change with our weather conditions, so there's going to be a lot of needs that are going to be different this year. But some of the small things that a lot of people don't know is the elementary school clothes closet. That's one of the things that I enjoy. And we help the Salvation Army with their Christmas stockings. We've helped the Foster Children's Christmas party. So, you know, we try to do things that, you know, that are, maybe don't get as much help as other places.
Right. And I know you were saying the floodwaters, that could change some things for you guys and what you might benefit. Obviously, there's a lot of places that are impacted by the floodwaters right now. Speaking of floodwaters, I know we were talking about this before we came on as well. State Highway 123 between Bartlesville and Dewey is closed because of floodwaters. Obviously, 75 is a close, but what's the best way people can get to you? Where is this going to be held at?
Okay, it's at the Washington County Fair Building, and probably the best way is to come in on Highway 75 and go to Bulldogger Road, which is where the schoolhouse is, and go west one block, and that's where the Washington County Fair Building is. We've really enjoyed doing our shows there, and it's a big enough building that you can have all these little mini shops just under one roof, and that's a really asset because you have an opportunity to visit with the dealers and learn the history of the things that you are looking at. Sometimes if you don't know the history, why you don't have an opportunity to learn about it. But most of these individual dealers can tell you where the item came from and the history behind it, when it was made, and all of that type of thing. And we also are going to have three community things there. We're going to have the Genealogy Society will be there to help people that want to learn about how to check their ancestry out. We're going to have the Lace Guild, which they'll be doing some quilting, some bobbin lace. They'll also be doing some lost embroidery work to demonstrate that. and the Joyful Strings will be there. And I think they're playing from 8 to 1. They'll be playing different music, and they are just awesome to hear. And Bambinos will be doing our food concession there at the show.
Cool. When is this event taking place? You kind of mentioned some times there, but when is it taking place?
Yes, it's this Saturday. That's June the 1st, and it'll be from 8 to 5. And we have some people that like to go to Sunfest in the morning and then come and cool down at the fair building because we are air-conditioned and spend the afternoon with us. We have a lot of people that come every year, and we would like to have new people come. We have all prices. A lot of times people think if it's an antique show, they can't buy there, but that's really not true. There's prices from $1 on up to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. There's wonderful estate jewelry. There's also costume jewelry. There's things for the new collector. Like, we have some young men that are pretty young that collect comic books and Viewmaster reels. Postcards is a big thing this year. It seems to be like a lot of people are looking for postcards. Doesn't take up a lot of room, and there's a lot of history. You can tell the age if they've been mailed by the postal mark on the back. And then you can... one of the newest things, well, it's not new, it's been about 4 or 5 years, but Pyrex, the Pyrex dishes, we'll have a couple of vendors that specialize in that, and a lot of the younger people are looking for the Pyrex dishes.
Well, why is that?
It's just a fad that I think they were very popular during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the colorful mixing bowls, and they're quite durable, and the people that buy them probably use them. They're really, really great. We still have the people that look for some silver and china, even though that's not as popular. And the advertising signs, we have a lot of dealers that bring just really, really great advertising signs. And that is something that's really held its own.
What other items would you say people are looking for? You know, kind of in my mind, when I go to an antique shop with my dad, he kind of looks for like old board games, maybe a book or two, some fishing gear. I'm definitely kind of looking more into the fishing gear this time of the year. But what kind of things are people looking for?
You know, there's just, that's really kind of a hard question because some people look for something just to use to decorate, to hang on the wall, like an old picture, a print, an old print. We have Native American prints. We have some real art. We have people that look for the retro things from the 50s, 50s furniture, kind of vases and things, pottery. The pottery isn't as popular as it used to be, but we still have people that are trying to finish out a collection. We do a lot of Weller and Rookwood and that type of pottery. Cast iron skillets with Ree and her things at over at Pawhuska. She cooks a lot with cast iron, so our cast iron has really, really went up, you know, with people looking for that. They like the old Griswold or Wagner cast ironware, so that's something. And we have people that look for the 1930s dishes, the water pitchers and glass sets. There's just no rhyme nor reason. There's quilts. People like quilts still. So it's really, really hard to say.
Well, you have like china sets there as well, potentially, or?
We do. That's not as popular as it was, but I'm sure that somebody will bring some of that. We have dealers that do the circuit shows, but we also have dealers that this is the only show they do. We have a couple of booths that's going to be liquidating an estate. And so it's someone that doesn't do shows, but they have grandmother's things that they're going to bring in and, you know, try to sell them there at the show.
And now we've been talking a lot about the items that people might be able to see. Let's kind of get back to, like, the focus of the Dewey Antique Show overall. What should people know about it? Is there something else that we kind of missed that people should know? What are some interesting stories that you've had from the past shows?
It's different because it's a one-day show. A lot of antique shows are two-day shows. This is a one-day show, so you have to come, you find it, you have to really, if you decide you want it, you need to buy it right then. It's not going to be back tomorrow. This is just once-a-year deal, and so we've had a lot of popularity with that. There's people that find things there that they've been looking for years and years. We have one lady that comes from Coffeyville, and she collects the old stoneware that has the sunflower on it that was made in Coffeyville in the 1800s, and she has made connections with several of the dealers there, and so they search for that all over, and then they bring it, and she buys it there. So if you get a rapport with your different dealers, maybe they don't have something you're looking for in their booth, but maybe they can find it or bring it back next time.
Now, you have over 100 booths.
We have 100 booths. We have about 60 dealers, and some of the dealers have two or three booths. So, but we do have 107 booths is what we have.
If anybody wanted to be or make a booth or become a dealer, how can they do that? Do they still have time?
Yes, we've had a couple of cancellations because of the weather conditions, and our booths are $70, which is pretty reasonable, and you can rent tables there too. So we do have a couple of booths that's going to be available.
How would people go about kind of getting set up for that?
They can give me a call at 918-440-5200, that's Gail Inman, and or else they can call Leah, which is 918-440-3375. And or they can talk to Pat Cleveland up at Linger Longer Antiques. She can direct someone in the right direction also.
And how long or how long do you guys normally kind of talk to dealers? Like, what's the process for that like?
It takes a year.
So basically, when the show ends, you basically start all over.
Right, we start all over. It's not an easy process.
Oh man, that doesn't sound like an easy process at all. But I mean, it seems pretty successful. Again, you've been going on for 28 years. You have all these people that keep coming every year, and they're from all over, like Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, you name it,
Missouri,
Nebraska. I mean, that's pretty far north, too. So have you ever thought about expanding at all?
Nope.
Not even into Arkansas?
Not me. Well, like I say, this is something that we do. It's a local thing. It's for our community, and because we are an organization, the Antique and Collectible Association. And it's something that we do as our fundraiser. It's our only fundraiser. And so we're pretty local.
And why is it your only fundraiser? Just because? Or?
Well, I don't know why. It's just what we've done all these years.
And you mean it works? It works.
It works. And it takes everyone, every member of the association working really hard to put it together. It's not easy to put a show together, and it takes everybody to help, you know, do it. And like I say, I feel like it benefits the community because it gives a quality show, and it gives, people that's never been to a show, they need to come just to see what it's like.
I agree with you. And again, we'll probably come back. We'll take a break, and we'll talk more about this 28th annual Dewey Antique Show after this.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we'll continue with the Community Connection. Again, Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Again, we have show manager Gail Inman for the 28th annual Dewey Antique Show. She's part of the Antique and Collectible Association. Now, again, we've been talking a lot about your show, about antiques, people's collections. Why is it important, and what is so meaningful about having a collection? And I understand you have some collections of your own, right?
I do. My collections are vast. I have too many collections. But probably my favorite one is I collect duck decoys, duck calls, fishing memorabilia, all types of old antique gun cleaning rods and that type of thing. A lot of times people collect things because of nostalgia. Old toys is something that a lot of people collect, like the Buddy L cars, like they had when they were children. Maybe they played with a toy pickup and they find that and they get started collecting the toy cars and things like that. Games, you was talking about game boards earlier, that's something that maybe you remember from years gone by. And so nostalgia is one reason why people collect books, Dick and Jane, books they had in school, that type of thing. Dolls are not as popular as they used to be, but that was something that you may remember. You had a Shirley Temple doll, or you may have had a Chatty Cathy doll when you were younger, or maybe, and racetracks, the old Hot Wheels racetracks and that type of thing seem to be getting popular. As the age limit changes, the collectibles change too.
Well, I completely agree with you. You said Hot Wheels. You took me back to like 7 years old. And now I'm just thinking of my sister who plays with Hot Wheels now. Well, mostly she plays with the Legos that I used to have that I completely forgot about. But books, like you said, I have a collection of books myself. And you're right, there is kind of a nostalgia to these items, and it's hard to let them go, really.
And sometimes someone collects just basically for decoration. You can have an old piece of something, like a wall ornament or something, just to add to your decor. Lamps or something, old lamps. Kerosene lamps are great to have because you never know when you're going to have one to use. So, and the older furniture is put together so much better than the newer furniture. So a lot of times people collect for usage.
Okay, is there anything, you talked about nostalgia, you talked about decoration, is there any other reason why people would collect items?
They used to do it for investment. Invest in something that later on, you could enjoy it, and later on you could resell.
Kind of like baseball cards.
Yeah, but that kind of went by the wayside there.
Just a little bit.
Sometimes it's just kind of like playing the stock market. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Right. But it really depends.
Again, our show is going to be at the Washington County Fair Building. The admission is $4. We do this every year. There will be a really fun day. And even for your family, if you haven't, introduced your children to these things, it gives them an opportunity to see things that they haven't seen before, maybe even like as simple as a rotary telephone, but even to see a wall phone or things that go back further than that. Records is another thing. The old vinyl, that is a newer thing that people are really getting into now, especially the younger people are getting into vinyl, and I'm sure we'll have that. We'll have some dealers that'll have those there.
I probably won't tell my stepdad that. Actually, I might. I think he would actually probably enjoy this kind of thing. And I think he has an old vinyl player or whatever, a record player, in the garage back at home. But yeah, that's pretty cool things that you have there.
And that's gotten so popular now that they're redoing them. They're making, Dillard's carries the reproduction of the record player, so you can play the vinyls. I was sitting across from a dealer that had one in Tulsa show, and they had all ages buying them. They were like from teenagers all the way up to people in their 70s and 80s that was going through those records and buying them. So that's something that's pretty popular right now.
Anything else that you mentioned that's popular?
It's just a variety. People are still looking for the 50s tablecloths. They use them. They're very quite decorative, and they're very, they're very pretty. And so we sell a lot of those. That's something that people look for. It's just so vast. It's really hard. I would have to say right now that postcards is one of the number one sellers. And it may be because it's easy to collect, because you can invest very little money. You can buy $2, $3, $1 postcards, or on up to $50 to $100 postcards. And holiday decorations is really good, too. Christmas decorations, Halloween decorations, those are pretty popular. And anything that is patriotic is good, the older patriotic items. And there again, you have some nostalgia where you remember having the old paper mache pumpkin at Halloween. And so now those are, something that we have one dealer that specializes a lot in the old Halloween thing. She comes from Caney. She's pretty close.
And we have just a few more seconds. Just want to let people know one more time, where is this happening? How can people get there? And what are the times?
Okay, it's on Saturday, June 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Washington County Fair Building. If you're not familiar, the address is 1109 North Delaware, and it's just right off of one block off of Highway 75 to the west. We will have a lot of signage so you can see our signs. So we do hope you'll all come out and spend the day or an hour or 15 minutes, whatever you got. We'd love to have you.
Gail, thank you so much for joining us on the Community Connection this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Soaked areas of Oklahoma and Arkansas are forecast to receive more rain, which means increasing flooding concerns.